got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, you know, late last year we were talking about the fact that Elon Musk wants to start implanting chips into human brains.
Yep, the Neuralink chip.
And we were like,
chip me, daddy.
That seems dangerous, right?
I can't remember my stance on it. Okay. So was it not chip me, daddy?
You were a bit concerned about the ramifications around it.
Well, wasn't the whole point of the Neuralink chip to, technically, you could intertwine your consciousness with the chip and then go, oh, my body's not doing what it wants to do anymore. I'm unwell or I'm getting older. Put the chip in something else.
Well, not Elon Musk, but another firm in the US have started to implant, and they've implanted 50 chips into people's brains. And there's a team of scientists that are working behind the scenes to see if these 50 chips work, then they can move to the next stage of this, because they're trying to cure things like people who live with paralysis every day, depression, and like proper physical body, they can't move parts of their body.
Yeah.
So essentially, for some of these people in the trial, they might be wheelchair bound, and this chip will allow them to use their brain to move their wheelchair independently of other people, which is so futuristic sounding, don't you think?
I really like it.
Right?
But then again, it's one of those things where it should only be made available to those people that genuinely desperately need it, like those people you spoke about. Like, if I have a spare $1 million, I don't know if I should be buying a chip to put in my brain. And I know that I've spoken at length to you off air and sometimes on air about my desire to never die.
Yeah.
I would never, ever like to stop living. Yeah. So the chip to me is something that I go, into that. Mm-hmm. But do I need it? No, but I want it.
Well, see, and this is the thing. A lot of people, they're still very much in the trial phase. A lot of people are saying, absolutely not. I would not have this put in. Because when you think of a chip, I don't know if you're like me. I think, they're putting like a SIM card in the head.
Like a USB.
Yeah.
The biggest USB, 4 gigs.
Less like a USB and more like 100 microneedles reading electrical signals in the brain. Just 100 microneedles, no big deal.
But you're thinking glass half empty. I'm thinking glass half full, less than 200.
Touché.
200 would be way worse, but it's only 100 microneedles going into my brain.
So this implant that they're putting in, they use the signals from the brain, decode them, and then feed that information back to the computer. So your brain is talking directly to the computer. It's unbelievable. I can't believe you and I are living in a time where they're actually making this happen.
Well, it'll be... because then my brain does this thing where it goes, all right, well, what can we do? Like, say if you upload my consciousness to a chip and they go, all right, that's Tim. Tim's here in the size of this USB.
Yeah.
Let's put it into a dog. And they go, boop, boop, boop. And I'm like, hey, guys, I'm Tim. But I'm a full golden retriever.
Yeah.
And I can speak.
Maybe that's an episode of Black Mirror that's about to happen. I don't know.
I haven't seen that show, but I've heard it's pretty full on.
They're saying that these chips are so capable that people that will be able to use their brain and just with their mind be able to fully use a computer.
Yeah.
Even draw a portrait just from their brain.
What if you don't have any artistic skills when you didn't have the chip in?
I think
if I get the chip in, can I just be like, masterpiece, and it just goes, or is it like my stick insects that I can't draw properly and my little stick figures?
I didn't check that part, but
yeah, I know they're working on paralysis and the important stuff. I get it. See, I just had to physically pick up
the artist chip, please.
I had to physically pick up my pen to mark off that we finished talking about this, but
we finished talking about, okay, great.
Yeah, well, I've pressed the song. Imagine I could have done all of that,
but with your brain,
with my brain. Chip me, daddy.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, on 52232955, we're talking about one of my many nightmares. A woman in China has gone to the doctor with ear pain, and they've discovered a colony of spiders living in her ear.
It's not a colony. Can I just correct you? It's not a colony.
That's what the website says.
It's a mother spider with an egg sac of baby spiders inside.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That's much better.
That's much better.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like our difference in nightmares. Genuinely, no word of a lie. So your worst nightmare is spider in ear.
Yeah.
Last night, I had a nightmare and I woke up anxious because I dreamt that I ripped my shoelace and it didn't go all the way through to the end of my laces. Nightmare.
Wow.
And when I put my shoes
on.
You
live a cushy life,
don't you? I put my
you?
Shoes on this morning. I thought, oh, thank God it was just a dream. But yeah, the shoelace wasn't in my ear. I've had an earwig in my ear. I think that's all I have ever had stuck in there. It's not a nice feeling. I get it, though.
Andrew, you had something stuck in your ear when you were a kid. Tell us about it, mate.
Yeah, when I was about 14, 15 years of age, I actually was playing with a necklace bead. I don't know where I got it from. And I was playing it with next to my ear, and I decided to stick it inside my ear.
Of course
and, yeah, I had to go to my doctor's just to get them to warm water flush it out when I was.
So it was a single bead. I thought you I imagined you putting it in, kind of feeding it through down the entire necklace like a magician.
I wonder if it'll go through.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah, but, Andrew. And did the doctors get it out safely?
Yeah, they got it out with warm water, and I've still got it as a souvenir.
Oh, that's disgusting, Andrew. That
You're
is absolutely
kidding.
Disgusting. Tracy.
I wonder if you keep it in a jar by your bed.
No. Tracy in Anglesey is giving us a call. Tracy, what was stuck in your ear?
Oh, hello. I've had an ant in my ear scratching around.
Like recently, Tracy?
Oh, not super recently. No, I was camping and I could just sort of feel something moving in there, and it just felt like scratching. And I thought, oh my God. And I asked my partner I said, do you think you could shine a torch on my ear? Because if there's something in there, maybe it'll come to the light. And it did.
I came
oh
to
God,
the light.
Like a moth to a flame.
Thought it was the queen, and it was like, I must go, lift, leave.
Oh, thankfully not. But I've also had an issue with my daughter when she was little. She had a bowl of popcorn, and I didn't realise there was an
unpopped
kernel in the popcorn. And yeah, anyway, she was complaining of something in her ear, and I took her to the doctors. I went to emergency. And, it turned out there was an unpopped kernel in her ear.
Diagnosed 30 seconds in the microwave. That'll do the trick very much, Tracy. Sue.
Deep ear holes,
yeah,
Tracy, in the family.
Very, very deep. Sue, in Mount Dunede, when you were a kid, you had something stuck in your ear as well.
I had an ant in my ear too, but it was biting me.
Biting
Was it one of those bull ants or one of the fire ants even?
Well, it was only what I can remember, a little ant, but my mum always told us not to eat in our room, and we snuck food into our bedroom like you do when you're little. And every time it was biting, I put my finger in the ear and it stopped. But when I took my finger out, it bit me again, and mum had to, she bashed me on the other side of the head.
Oh, just to bunk it out of you. Yeah. Now, I wouldn't recommend that if you're listening now and you are a parent. I don't think the AR would recommend. Oh, just give it a good tap on the other side.
I freak out when my kids have any food in their rooms at all, because when mum pulled the blankets back, the whole bed was black, full of ants.
Oh, my God.
That's foul. That's foul. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
The Hoop City Geelong United Supercats captain, DeMarcus Gatlin, still sticking around the studio. Again, Jess, special lifeline round against the Mount Gambier Pioneers tomorrow night. Women's at 5, men's at 7.
Hopefully, get on down, because a dollar from every ticket purchased will go straight to Lifeline as well.
But DeMarcus, we figured out since you've started coming into the studio, and we've slowly formed a colleagueship that could potentially become a friendship. You just never know. That you are, as a captain of the Supercats, you're great at leading and offering advice for those in tricky situations. Do you think it's a superpower that you have?
Let's just say I've been through a lot.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we have a segment now that we're doing every single week with you. It's called Dilemmas with DeMarcus. And DeMarcus, as a gift, we got this made up for you.
It's Dilemmas with DeMarcus.
So people have either called in or written in this week, DeMarcus, all from across Geelong and the Surf Coast with dilemmas. And your job as DeMarcus is to offer some insight. Okay. Do you think you can do that this week?
Let's do it.
Okay, Tim, do you want to start?
Yep, I'll go first. So someone reached out to Marcus. They wanted to stay anonymous. They work from home half of the time. So they have an office job and they work from their home, like on computer, kind of like we were doing during the lockdowns. At the office, they're saying they have a no pets strict policy, But at home, it's obviously you're at your own home. She had a meeting the other day when she was at home and her dog was sleeping in the background, and her boss called her after the meeting and said, it's inappropriate that your dog was in that meeting with the workplace. She says, what do I do? Rich. Because I'm working from home, I have a dilemma. Should I say something? Should I fight back?
How did he know the dog? Was it
It was just in the Skype background. Just in the background. So yeah, video, like a Zoom situation.
I would simply just move the dog bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, hide it. That's hide a good
dog.
Idea.
So just so the dog can still remain still just, close, but just off to the left of the camera.
Just move the dog bed over. Hopefully if the dog lays down, it lays in the bed outside of the camera.
Tell your boss you got rid of the dog.
I don't
or
know.
Anytime you cut the camera on, maybe you can just put the dog in a separate room for a bit, just for a little.
Yep.
I definitely assumed because of your aggression on the paint that you would have said, nah, man, the dog in the background, let it lie, but... Here we are. Jess, we've got another dilemma for DeMarcus.
Yes, another person who wants to stay anonymous. Of course, you can remain anonymous if you want to send a dilemma through at KROCK Geelong. Dear DeMarcus, I have a mate who owes me cash. I've actually been keeping tally for the past few months because it's getting out of hand. It started really adding up and he owes me $238. I don't know how to ask him for it without making it a big thing. What do I do?
If you really want the money back, just ask for it. If that's your friend, he'll understand.
Yeah.
But usually when you loan money out to really, really good friends, and $238, maybe depending on what age you are, might be a big amount. Sometimes you just kind of have to expect to not get it back. If we're really being honest.
Right.
It sucks, but.
Yeah, I reckon Tim owes me a few Zinger burgers for over the years.
So if Jess, myself and yourself, we went out for lunch every single week, and there were 2 weeks in a row where we just took turns buying everyone lunch, and then we forgot that it was my week and you paid twice, would you bring it up initially?
In the moment, no. But next time we went, I would just make sure I keep my card in my pocket. I'll tell Jess, don't pull out your card, and we would just be staring at you.
Tag team.
Just looking at you.
There you go, DeMarcus, fixing everyone's dilemmas, as he always does, as the captain of the Geelong United Supercats.
Keep those dilemmas coming through. DeMarcus is back again next week after two big wins with the Supercats.
Mate, looking forward to seeing you and the crew tomorrow night in town against the Mount Gambier Pioneers. Go Supercats.
It's Tim and Jess. KROCK 955.
Jess, feel like I left you in the lurch there before with my slow button pushing.
It's okay. So I forgive you. You're usually saw on the ball.
Very, very good at pressing the button, so I apologise. Let's give it another go.
Yeah.
Because I made a mistake before.
Tim, we have one simple question for you.
Who's your mum's hero? We'll get them on the show by the end of the week. For Mother's Day, what a gift, but they'll have a limited time to speak. Who's your mum's hero?
Yes, we are asking. I actually tried to press the button to interrupt you, but I missed it.
And it worked out perfect.
And it worked out perfectly. But Jess, on a serious note, we are hoping to get one mum's hero on the phone to them by the end of next week as the ultimate Mother's Day gift from Tim and Jess.
It's the least we could do, Tim. And we really wanted this to be like as specific to your mum as possible, because not every mum's hero is going to be the same.
Not every mum's hero is Pauline Hanson. Like someone suggested the first day we asked people to call up. Because we're taking as many people and mums as we physically can right now.
Yeah, to see who will actually say yes to us so that they can come on the show next week.
Tamekin from Nor Lane, your mum's name is Kerry. Who is Kerry's hero?
So my mum's hero is Craig Bellamy from the Melbourne Storm.
Craig Bellamy, the
good
coach.
Good one, right?
Okay, wow.
Yep.
My
mum has been a fan of Melbourne Storm for years and years and years, and
I am also a big Storm fan, Tamekin. I've followed the Storm for many years now, but ever since the Dolphins came into the scene, I'm a Dolphins girl.
Jess, did you say you're a big Storm fan?
Yeah.
Name one player.
Craig Bellamy.
He's the coach.
He's the coach.
Yeah, I knew that. I was making a joke.
I don't know if you are.
Anyway, Tamekin, look, consider it put on the list.
And because we have contacts with Joel Selwood, who does work for the Melbourne Storm, you just never know, Tamekin.
No, that's right. Yeah, my mum's in Queensland, so...
Okay, all right. Has she got access to a phone?
Yes.
You just never know in Queensland, so we just thought we'd double-check to make in Carol in Mount Dunedin. Your mother-in-law, Faye, who's her hero?
Jimmy Bartel.
Nice. I was watching a video of Footy Classified the other day. He's just a very well-spoken man, Jimmy Bartel.
Well, you've got a bit of a... Well, your mother-in-law's got a bit of a connection with Jimmy Bartel, right, Carol?
She was his kindy or daycare teacher. She taught him to kick the football.
That's the most
started his career.
Incredible thing ever. And
so it wouldn't be meeting her hero. It would be reunited with her hero, Tim.
She was only talking about it on the weekend at her birthday.
Carol, oh my God. And lucky for Faye, he's grown up to be quite a beautiful man. So
and she loves that.
Okay. Well, this I like this, Jess. All right. Well, Carol from Mount Dunedin. It's in the draw. We'll let you know, or we'll let everyone know, I guess, early next week, Jess, because this is something that we really want to be able to offer people.
We'll be firing off all emails all across Australia, Tim, to all these celebrities, seeing which one we can get on the phone. First one to get back to us, they're going to speak to their hero.
Fingers crossed it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Seems easy to get in touch with.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I'm a bit concerned, and maybe my head's getting too big. Maybe I feel like I'm getting too much praise from a particular person in my life.
Uh-huh.
I have started getting a lot of compliments from my dentist.
Okay. Perhaps that you're paying your dentist a lot of money at the moment.
Highly unlikely.
He's like, oh my God, Tim, you're so handsome. Thanks for the Bentley.
Well, my my dentist, I've recently, in the last 5 weeks, because you know how I know that, Jess, because I'm on to retainer 5.
Sure.
I got some Invisalign retainers.
Has it really been 5 weeks?
Yeah.
I feel like you just got them on yesterday.
And it's something that I'm adjusting to, like braces, but a different kind of version. And every week I do a scan, like I've got this thing that I put on my phone, and you scan your teeth and they go, all right, they get the scan and they look at it and they go, all right, you can move on to your next set of retainers, like box 6.
A+.
Yeah.
You've done a good job.
And that's what I've started to make me feel like a really good boy.
Wow, you are just craving praise,
well,
aren't you?
Because before the last couple of years, I think the longest stretch of me not going to the dentist was about 8 years.
Yes.
And so getting that dental praise isn't something I'm very familiar with. And now, every week, Jess, I'm getting
special
messages.
What have you been
getting? I'll read it. And this one in particular made me feel so good, because I've been working really hard on my flossing and on my brushing and making sure, because if I'm going to commit this much money to doing this, I might as well take it seriously.
Absolutely. You know? You've got a toothbrush here in the office even.
Dear Tim, you have been working hard to do the right thing from what I can see. You are a great patient. Your aligners are fitting really well. I'm so happy for you to proceed to your next set. Then some feedback about brushing and flossing more. See you for your next scan. But that's every week my dentist is sending this. She's so nice. And I just feel so good about it.
Could I just take you down a peg for a second? Could that be an automated message?
No, it's not. Because I messaged once going like, excuse me, how do I do this?
Yeah.
They were like, hey, it's Danny here. This is what you do, blah, blah, boop. But they're giving me specific feedback on things that we've been working on. It's like a teacher. I feel like a teacher and a student.
How has your flossing been going?
I bleed a lot. I'll be honest.
I wasn't expecting that.
There is a lot more blood. But because you know how the reason I've got the retainers is because my teeth are so crowded.
Yeah.
That getting...
Crowded house.
Getting in there. Yeah, that's what the... little known fact, that's what the band's named after, my front teeth. But getting the floss, I have to almost hold it like a swinging rope to get it in
Why
there.
Why don't you get a water flosser?
I know you've got a water flosser and you keep saying, it's changed my life. And I don't think
it has.
I understand that, but they've just said use dental floss for the time being.
Right.
So I just... It's nice being praised weekly by your dentist without having to, you know, pay that money to get that every single
Again,
week.
You've paid him like $40,000.
It's a her, you sexist pig.
Okay.
Get over yourself. I'm trying to say that it's nice to be given a compliment and you're just tearing me down.
Good boy, Tim.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
If you could send
Teeth
that
look
in,
great.
If you could send that in an email, it'd make me feel better so I can look back on it.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and
Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.